From North State Public Radio, I'm Avanor Grove with your headlines for Tuesday, October 1st. The National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory starting at 11 this morning through 11 tomorrow night. The agency says widespread moderate heat risk is expected across the valley and surrounding foothills. Lows are also expected to stay warm overnight. Courtney Carpenter is with the National Weather Service in Sacramento. She says winds that prompted PG&E to implement a public safety power shutoff in portions of the region yesterday are expected to abate, but she says fire weather conditions will persist, and she says we'll continue to experience hot weather throughout the week.
Temperatures are above normal for this time of year, so some 10 to 15 degrees above normal, so definitely warmer than we typically see, but mostly below records for this time of year so far.
Daytime highs could reach up to 106 today and tomorrow. The National Weather Service advises residents to drink plenty of water, stay in air-conditioned buildings, and check up on relatives and neighbors. And amid improving weather, PG&E has removed thousands of residents from its public safety power shutoff yesterday. The energy provider has been assessing for damage and working to get residents' power back on. But more windy weather was expected last night and this morning, which PG&E warns could cause shutoffs for hundreds in Butte County and Shasta County. And in other news, residents in Chico have a chance to bask in the city's creativity for the rest of October. Arttoberfest is a month-long celebration of Chico's arts and performance scene. The city's Arts Commission and the Downtown Chico Business Association have partnered to organize the festival. Organizers hope to garner community engagement with a month-long scavenger hunt, guided art tours, and weekly live music performances. Many events are free, but others require a ticket purchase. Details on each event can be found on downtownchico.com. And the California Department of Fish and Wildlife is welcoming entries for its annual art competition. The winner will grace this year's Upland Game Bird Stamp. The competition invites all U.S. adults to enter. Current and former CDFW employees are not eligible. This year's stamp will showcase the white-winged dove. All entries must include at least one white-winged dove, and it's recommended a California environment or setting be represented. Entries accepted from October 28th to December 6th. And finally, in July, Governor Gavin Newsom signed the Safety Act, which prevents school policy from requiring a staff member to notify parents about their students' gender identity or sexual orientation. It was a decisive action in the debate around the rights of LGBTQ+ students and parents that has been raging across the state. In response to the act, the Anderson City Council declared it's now a parent right to know city. NSPR's Alex Stutson spoke with reporter Nevin Kalapali from the nonprofit news outlet Shasta Scout about what that designation means.
The city of Anderson designated itself a parent right to know city, which is a symbolic gesture, meaning that they are basically like standing in solidarity with the Anderson Union School District and their lawsuit against the state of California, which I believe was a joint lawsuit with Chino Valley and the Orange County Board of Education.
Could you explain what the Safety Act is and how those school districts are kind of standing in opposition to it right now?
The Safety Act emerged because a few school districts throughout California implemented what the ACLU called forced outing policies. What that means is if a student comes to their teacher, comes to their staff and asks to use like a different pronoun, a gender affirming pronoun, the school was mandating the staff to tell that student's parents. And so that's like where the term forced outing comes from. Like the teachers were being forced to inform the parents that their kid in their school was requesting to go by a different pronoun. And obviously this is very concerning for a lot of the staff because not every student comes from a family that would accommodate that sort of thing. And so a lot of people felt that they were putting their students in danger or being forced to put their students in danger in certain situations. So the Safety Act was basically making it illegal for schools to implement these types of policies that force teachers to inform the parents if their kid wants to go by a different pronoun. What it didn't make illegal was for teachers to involve the parents if they felt that it was necessary. So there's a lot of sort of like misconceptions about what the Safety Act actually does. So a lot of people who are opposed to it have been misled to believe that the Safety Act makes it illegal for schools to involve the parents in any situation regarding gender-affirming pronouns. That's not true. What the Safety Act actually makes illegal is for schools to force their staff to involve the parents.
Can you talk a little bit about, you know, now that we have that context, how the Anderson City Council has kind of weighed in on this?
The Anderson City Council is in solidarity. They've declared themselves to be in solidarity with the school district. They are opposed to the Safety Act. They declared themselves what they're calling themselves, a parent right to know city. So basically like standing in support of parents' rights.
Where does the story go from here? Are there any, you know, upcoming events or hearings or dates or anything that are, you know, looking to be kind of the next point in this story?
The issue of parents' rights has figured very prominently in the upcoming election, specifically for the Shasta County Office of Education Board. So there are several open seats to join the board of the Shasta County Office of Education. And this position is a nonpartisan position. They don't decide school policy. Like, a lot of it is about budgeting, actually, and overseeing the budget of individual school districts. But several candidates running for the open seats are running on this platform of parents' rights. And so it's becoming an ideological race. It's becoming a politicized race for a position that should be nonpartisan. And so that's really like what I believe to be sort of like the next point in this story.
That was reporter Nevin Kalapali from the nonprofit news outlet Shasta Scout, speaking with NSPR's Alex Dutson. Find a link to the full story at mynspr.org. And those are your headlines for Tuesday, October 1st. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Evanor Grove.